Well, praise the Lord, church. Has God been good to anybody out there this morning?
Amen.
Hands all across the church. All right. Did you come ready to praise the Lord this morning? Anybody?
Amen.
All right. Amen. How many people would rather be here than be in prison?
Amen.
Now, how many people ought to be in prison? I thought I was going to get somebody. No, okay, you guys are smart this morning. You're on. Well, we're glad to be here. Appreciate every opportunity that the Lord gives us, and we just want to praise with you and have a good time, and let's just worship the Lord. You guys mind the Lord, and we'll have good service.
Thank you. praise the Lord. Oh, we thank you for your kindness, and we thank you for your love. We have been in heavenly places and felt your blessings from above. We've been sharing all the good things the family can afford. Let's just turn our praise towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just
you guys might know that one there. Amen. Let's just have a good time this morning. It's hard to beat these old songs, I tell you.
Set free from the bondage that I was under that I didn't even know I was under. sisters that have a problem. You know,
amen.
Not just here at this church, but other churches. You know, I'm glad that God gives me a motivation and a desire and a faith to want to go out and wash it with other people.
Amen.
You know, because that's what's going to bring revival in this country.
Yeah.
Not just us sitting in these four walls saying, Lord, please bring revival. That doesn't work. You know, we got to have a little motivation. We got to get on our feet every once in a while. We'll go watch and praise God with our other brothers and sisters every once in a while. Then we can bring the suitcase with the stuff back.
That's right.
You know, people don't believe that, but I tell you what, when you're out watching the temperature, it's like a broken rain, and I knew we go out and watch it. I think you do with your suitcase. Just like my old vacation every once in a while. I'm not saying our church is bad, but I'm trying to say, he gives you a refresher. He fills that suitcase full of refreshments, you know, and it's something you can bring back. You know, I thank God that he's always refreshing us before. He's
amen.
Always working with us. Always taking the knots off my head that he puts on there. You know, it's great for me. You know, I just love God so much today. Y'all pray for me.
Amen.
I tell you what, I love a lot of men.
Well, we love you. Praise the Lord.
They are my brothers. I can say just like my brothers in Christ. They're just like my blood brothers and my blood brothers. And they are my blood brothers in Christ.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I love to listen to them sing and put their stuff on Facebook.
Lord.
You know, I'm not able to be there, you know. And that's what the Word of God is all about. Just to lift you up.
Yeah.
Says you on the right path, corrects you when we step off on the wrong path. And I thank God for those things that He does for me. I tell you what, I couldn't get Him enough praise.
Amen.
I couldn't come to church, I couldn't stand up, talk for 48 hours, and give God enough praise.
Amen.
What He does.
That's right.
And what He does. We just couldn't give Him enough praise.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I think you're onto something there. He said revival, so let's just have revival. It can start right now. Amen.
Thank you.
pray to have revival.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, old Frankie's getting ready to break loose. I don't know how to see it.
Hey, we had a good fellowship with Frankie out there before we even started.
Yeah.
Cracking stuff in. It was good. God was there.
Amen.
Already.
Amen. If you know this song, sing it with us. Let's just praise Him this morning. Amen.
I'm in love.
praise the Lord.
You know what? You have to pray to it. You got to do something. You have to pray.
Amen.
A lot of times, you know what? There are people who are called by my name. It's our humble themselves and pray and sing my praise.
Amen.
You know what? Nobody's sitting in place. That's why churches are empty.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
But there's still a remnant that's in the church.
Yes.
We still have a chance, amen.
Amen.
You know what? We need to get a revival of ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stir up the gift. You know what Paul said? I know that it was in unison. And it's also in you. To stir up the gift of God. You know what? He sets you free.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. Y'all keep saying it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Whole country, this whole world, this whole country.
Amen.
All our churches.
That's right.
It's got to start. Amen. It's got to start Amen. With us.
Amen.
It's got to start with us getting humble and getting down on our knees and asking God for knocking on doors and trying to reach people.
Amen. That's right.
That's what it's going to. That's what it takes.
Amen. Amen.
You got to go out there and try to get people. People. Amen. You know.
Amen.
Y'all just pray for us. And as we try to do what we can to praise His stand up here and praise His name, we're here to praise the Lord with you. And anything the Lord tells you to put lays on your heart, that's what you need to do.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Service this morning.
Amen.
This is no, this, I'm old. 86. Still out here trying to work for God.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
And I've got this. I want you to pray for me because Thursday I have to go to the hospital for surgery.
Amen.
This makes three or four times for this. I got hit by a car several years ago back up at the hospital at Charleston Memorial. And broke my back in several places. So I have a pain stimulator, a generator in my back. So the generator is dying. So I've got to go back Thursday and have it replaced.
Amen.
And I want you to pray for me that God will just keep me going till He gets ready to take me out of this world.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
I'll just keep,
Amen.
I'll be right Amen. Here somewhere singing for God
Amen.
As long as I am able.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This song's called I've Been Changed, and listen to the words. It's really good. If you haven't been changed, you got an opportunity today.
Amen.
Amen. Don't wait.
Amen.
Yeah.
your heart to Him, and He will make your future.
That's right. Amen.
He will guide you with that. That's he will right. guide you on your path, on your walk. Mm-hmm. And He will be there when you fall, Amen. When you fail. He will be there to lift you up. He'll be there to love you. He'll be there to give you all that you need. Amen. And also the time. The good time and the bad time.
Amen.
He knows all.
Amen.
He knows all.
Yes.
And He is your future plan.
Amen.
You don't have to go to the stock market. You don't have to go where these guys tell you where to invest your money and all this stuff too. You just have to invest into Jesus.
Amen.
Invest Amen. Into Jesus, and He will guide your future. And He
yep.
will direct you into your future.
Yes.
This is from yours. Look what I traded. Let me get a hold of you. I'll get on.
I once heard a story of a sainted old mother who lived out
sing that song, I tell this little story. It's not a story, it's a truth. My youngest brother was in the hospital dying with cancer of the lung. And his wife said, you can't go back there and talk to him. If you mention God or prayer, you can't go in. Well, I listened to her, and then I got out in the hall of that hospital, and I just walked up and down the hall, and I just prayed, God, just give him a chance, one more chance. And his son walked in, and he said, Aunt Myrtle, he said, Dad wants to see you. So she couldn't do anything about that. So I walked in, and I said, what do you want, bud? He said, I want you to help me find God. I don't want to die and go to hell. I said, we can do that. And in the meantime, my husband walked in. He was the pastor. He could go through it much better than I could. But anyway, we went to prayer, and my brother held up his hand to, and he couldn't talk anymore. He held up his hand, and he said, praise God, praise God. And at that minute, he died. So one of these days, if we have God in our heart, we're going to go to that mansion. So just pray for me. That I'll be. I've been doing this for years. My husband, he was pastor for years too, and he died with lung cancer. So never smoked, never done none of that stuff, but still, that's the way he went. Y'all just pray for us.
Amen.
You don't matter if we as long as you get there,
amen. That's it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
What?
We'll do one more and turn it over to the pastor here. I think y'all probably know it. It's called "Lord, I Need You." If you'd stand and sing with us, and let's just give Him praise. You might need to come to the altar, and you might just need to pray to Him. You know, it's open today. Amen.
Pray for mom there.
Yeah.
Right.